The idea behind banning phosphorus in lawn fertilizers is that it's normally not necessary in Wisconsin soils, at least not to grow grass. And phosphorus runoff leads to major, sometimes toxic, algae blooms in Wisconsin's lakes. Spencer Black chairs the Assembly Natural Resources Committee. He sponsored the ban and says he hopes it's only a first step. The Madison Democrat says you can expect to see legislation soon that would restrict phosphorus in dishwashing detergent. That would be similar to a ban just signed into law in Washington State over the protests of critics who argued phosphate-free detergents don't clean dishes as well. Black says it reminds him of the first legislative fight he was ever involved in, then as a member of the Sierra Club. That was over a ban on phosphorus in laundry detergents that ultimately became law.
And that's back in 1983. And the people said that, you know, you would never have clean shirts and, you know, it's a question of ring around the collar or ring around the lake. We passed that, and I haven't seen a national crisis of dirty shirts in the last quarter century since we passed that legislation.
The new law restricting phosphorus in lawn fertilizer will take effect a year from now. It will prohibit retailers from displaying fertilizers with phosphorus, but people will still be able to buy them to establish new lawns. It passed the full legislature this year without a single no vote. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.